You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katruppi. Last week, I finally got hold of someone from Greyhound Racing New South Wales to talk about their development application that's currently being considered by the Hunter and Central Coast Regional Planning Panel for a greyhound retraining and rehoming facility at Martindale. $33 million project, 400 kennels there, so up to 400 greyhounds on the site at any one time. And of course, you know, local residents are not in favour of this happening at all, and they've tried to convince the panel that they shouldn't approve it. Well, there's also another perspective, and that's the animal welfare perspective, which we didn't cover off on last week, but I thought we should do that in light of the interview and the responses that I got from Rob McCauley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, who's the interim CEO. And the best person to speak to about animal matters is Lisa Ryan from Animal Liberation. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
And good morning to Donna too, a big fan of yours, I believe.
Oh, how lovely.
So the interview I had last week with Rob McCauley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, you've listened with interest. What do you think?
I did listen with interest. It was a good interview. 30 minutes of listening to Greyhound Racing New South Wales always is of interest to myself and Animal Liberation. I have to agree with the sentiments that the acting CEO sounded like a politician. And that is where a lot of the frustration lays. And it extends beyond the locals in Martindale. It actually resonates, you know, across the board public in New South Wales. I fully appreciate that Greyhound Racing New South Wales employees are well paid to talk up their industry, but we really need to cut through the peripheral niceties and start getting to real and meaningful responses about the actuals and many of the facts. The industry continues to face a serious problem with their loss of social license and an image that's very badly tainted. And that goes back to this entrenched culture, which views and treats these beautiful dogs as commodities rather than companions. Even CEO referred to this proposed 400 dog warehouse as being similar to any other rural industry. He's wrong on that point. And his views are why we will continue to say this industry is completely out of step with public expectations about how we treat and view companion animals. The industry fights tooth and nail every step of the way when meaningful reform is proposed. They pay for their media through commercial arrangements with Australian Community Media. And no one is ever going to forget the images of dead grazing in pits, the horrors of live baiting, and the plight of hundreds of exported greyhounds, most of whom were sent from New South Wales to China because they were discarded like bits of rubbish. Now, all of that was under the watch of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. You only need to spend just a small amount of time reviewing the current racing injury and death statistics, both on track and off track, the long list of never-ending inquiries and adverse findings against New South Wales participants to see how rotten this industry has always been and continues to be. They're continuing to drug their dogs, and only in the last few days, yet another New South Wales participant, a so-called leading New South Wales trainer, was found guilty of charges against him stemming from him striking his greyhound across the face and his offensive language towards GWIC stewards. So whatever Greyhound Racing New South Wales try to portray in terms of, you know, they've turned over a new leaf, the fact remains this is a commercial industry that forces greyhounds to race on dangerous tracks for gambling profits. So no amount of PR spin is going to change that fact. They continue to remove race footage where greyhounds suffer broken legs, broken back, but that doesn't alter the fact that these injuries and deaths and the killing is continuing, and that the industry itself is paying their own vets to kill dogs on tracks, and participants are doing the same off tracks.
My guest is Lisa Ryan from Animal Liberation. Lisa, what about the actual responses to the particular development application at Martindale? Did you agree with the responses I got from Rob on those issues that have been raised by the residents along with yourself?
No, I listened carefully to his responses and his spin on you know, the huge number of concerns that have been raised by both the locals who know the area better than anyone, and the concerns that Animal Liberation has continued to raise. So this isn't some minor variation of a typical rural farming venture or industry common to this type of landscape, you know, where the art of being a good neighbour is the key to neighbourly harmony. This is the equivalent to picking up the RSPCA New South Wales Yaguna shelter and placing it smack bang into a rural landscape where there's very unique topography because of the hills and the valleys and things. And speaking of RSPCA, why, given this is supposed to be a rescue and rehabilitation animal shelter, why hasn't Greyhound Racing New South Wales sought the expert, you know, input from RSPCA themselves about running an animal shelter? They claimed, and they've continued to claim, that they've undertaken, you know, good inclusive community consultation. We refute that as strongly as the locals refute that. It really has been an exercise of a hard sell PR, colour and movement show. And after agreeing to consult with Animal Liberation online, they actually reneged on their scheduled online consultation with us, cancelling it, and they're not rescheduling it. So that tells me a lot about a very selective approach to who they're going to speak to. And I don't think they understand they actually, when you're consulting, you actually need to listen and you need to consider the concerns that are being raised, and they don't. Comment was put forward that GWIC was sort of like a brother organisation of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. That's not the case at all. It's GWIC is an independent body established to oversee animal welfare and integrity, because Greyhound Racing New South Wales failed in spectacular fashion over decades.
Lisa, what is your expectation as far as how long it's going to take before we hear an answer from the Hunter and Central Coast Regional Planning Panel on whether it's going ahead or not?
I think it's months away. This is a very large development application, and long before the planning panel even get to see submissions, the council, who's sort of overseeing the initial part of this assessment, need to, one, read all the development objections, or, you know, those that are in favour of it, and they then need to compile all of that into what will be a big council report. That report needs to be released to those that have put in submissions, and then the panel needs to have an initial hearing. We would hope that will be accessible to everybody, regardless of where you live. And, you know, they might need to then go back to Greyhound Racing New South Wales and say, you need to do more work on this, or you need to do more work on that. I think anybody expecting we're going to get answers this side of Christmas will be disappointed. And in some respects, it's actually important that this is assessed really, really thoroughly, that all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed, and that the public, including the local members of the community, get to participate very actively in every single step of this decision-making.
Lisa Ryan from Animal Liberation, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Darren.
That's Lisa Ryan from Animal Liberation. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.